Joining us now by phone is Lissa Radke, U.S. Coordinator with the Lake Superior Binational Forum. Lissa joins us from her office at the Sigurd Olson Environmental Institute at Northland College in Ashland, Wisconsin. Hello, Lissa.
Good morning, Marnie.
Well, we're fortunate to visit with you, Lissa, monthly on WTIP, but remind us of what the Lake Superior Binational Forum is all about.
Sure. The forum is a group of 24 U.S. and Canadian volunteers who represent different sectors all around the lake. So they come from small and large communities in all three states in Ontario, as well as First Nations and tribes in the U.S. And they each bring a different perspective of how they want to see the lake and the land around the lake managed. So we do outreach about lake issues, and we work with local governments to make sure that they hear from the public about how they want these shared resources to be managed.
Well, thank you for that. And what are some ways people can get involved with your efforts?
Well, we try really hard to bring lots of different opportunities for people to get involved. One of them is our annual Environmental Stewardship Awards program. We will open that in just about 2 weeks on February 3rd, where we ask the public to send us nominations of people who are doing what they think is outstanding work to help protect the natural resources around the lake. And that could be anyone from young kids to adults to businesses, tribes, schools, groups. Anything that people have been doing to help minimize their impact on the lake is something we want to hear about so that we can promote those great efforts. And, of course, some of our previous winners were WTIP in 2013 for your outstanding environmental education programs called the Lake Superior Project to help people really learn more about the lake and how they can get involved. So you can go to our website after February 3rd at superiorforum.org and find out how to make a nomination.
Well, thanks for letting us know about that. And I know you have an important meeting that's coming up in March. Could you tell us about that?
Well, we have two open public meetings every year in different places around the lake. On March 28th, we will be having our first meeting of the year, which is at Barker's Island in Superior. And usually we try to bring one topic to the public and bring maybe four or five different specialists to bring in different aspects of that one topic, such as climate change or invasive species. But this year we couldn't decide on one single topic, so we are bringing a whole variety of topics and speakers under the umbrella of the mysteries of Lake Superior from top to bottom. So we'll start with some speakers who will tell us about some of the mysterious things happening above the lake, such as how our northern lights formed and what's going on in our sky different times of the year over the lake. And then we'll move to topics on the water, such as, are people really windsurfing and snow surfing on the lake? We'll hear about whether toxic chemicals in the Twin Ports are being cleaned up and how are those areas being restored. We'll hear from commercial fishermen to tell us how are they actually bringing in these delicious bounties of whitefish and lake trout to our tables. And we'll go all the way to the bottom of the lake where we'll bring in some specialists from University of Minnesota Duluth who will tell us about these strange formations on the bottom of the lake that they call donuts. These are 500 to 800 feet below the surface, and we'll find out what are they and where did they come from. So, again, you can go to our website, superiorforum.org, and we'll be putting the full agenda up shortly, and come for an hour or come for the day.
So it's an all-day event, and it's open to the public, I understand.
Absolutely. All of our projects are funded by the United States Environmental Protection Agency, so we're always open to the public, and come and give us your opinion about what you think the forum should be giving more information about, as well as learning from folks at that meeting.
Well, and it's great that it's Barker Island Superior for our listening audience, so that's great. So tell us again about our, I know you've mentioned this before, but what about the big event that happens in the summer and that we could be involved as a community?
Sure, you're referring to Lake Superior Day. In 2004, the Lake Superior Binational Forum decided that we needed to revive this day for the world's largest lake. Back in 1993, several groups had started this day to really celebrate our connection to the lake on the third Sunday in July every year. And about 10 years ago now, the forum said, well, let's let's promote that really heavily and encourage people to find ways that they can celebrate the lake and the land around the lake at least one day in July. So the forum helps develop some materials that people can use for free, and we have ideas for how anybody can get involved, from an individual to a family to a school group or a church group or a business. And usually we have about 50 to 60 different communities or businesses or events all around the lake, and we'll soon be updating our webpage with all kinds of ideas of how you can get involved, as well as a calendar that shows who's doing what in your neighborhood so you can join the fun.
Well, that sounds like another great event. And fairly quickly, could you just sort of focus a bit on what you're going to be working on this year?
Well, the forum tries to pick a few issues every year that they can concentrate their energies on. And, of course, we're definitely going to be following mining operations. We've put a lot of effort into that in the last 2 years, so we won't be having any more public meetings about that. But we will certainly be sharing our recommendations for mining operations that the forum developed at the end of last year. Those also are on our website. And we'll definitely follow the development of some of the permitting processes of mines, such as the Polymet mine in Minnesota. There's a large permitting process going on in Marathon, Ontario, as well as one in northern Wisconsin. So we'll keep posting information on our website and our Facebook page about that. We're also watching the new issue really that's cropped up lately about shipping crude oil across the Great Lake. One of the Twin Ports businesses is thinking about expanding a dock so that it would allow shipments of crude oil from North Dakota and the far west to ship those materials, that petroleum, across Great Lake. So we'll really be looking at all aspects of that. And we'll continue looking at climate change. Even though it seems like climate change is over, global warming is over with a winter like this, but we know that these are just symptoms of changes of climate change. So we will watch a lot of different issues. Those are the three big ones.
Well, we're talking with Lissa Radke of the Lake Superior Binational Forum. More information about the forum and issues affecting the Lake Superior Basin, visit superiorforum.org. And thanks, Lissa, again for joining us today.
Thank you, Marnie. Stay warm up there.
We will.
Bye.